more than 1.5 million people are urged to flee as Hurricane Andrew approaches the Louisiana and Mississippi coast. South Florida residents return to their homes to survey the storm's damage, and the National Guard patrols hardest-hit areas to prevent looting.
We'll have the latest on Hurricane Andrew's whereabouts in 2 minutes. Stay with us. I'm Don Harrison. Around the world in 30 minutes, this is CNN Headline News.
This is CNN Headline News.
This is CNN Radio, AM 680.
This is CNN Radio, AM 680, WXKN, Newburgh to Middletown, Shively to St. Matthews, Kentuckyetta's all news and information station.
We have clear skies around Kentuckyetta. It's a beautiful morning and 75 degrees. In local news, Jefferson County School Superintendent Donald Ingerson has announced that he's resigning. He'll take a top job with U.S. Department of Education in Washington. The Louisville Board of Aldermen will vote tonight on the controversial proposed gay rights amendment. The vote will be at 6 this evening and will be carried on Storer Cable Channel 8 and WKPC Channel 15. Kentucky State Police are investigating the shooting death of a Wisconsin man. 62-year-old George Kolak's body was discovered by a motorist near Shepherdsville yesterday morning. Authorities believe that robbery was the motive. Now, a look at the Louisville area weather forecast. It's going to be another sunny, hot, and humid day. There's about a 40% chance of showers or thunder showers this afternoon or evening. We're expecting a high today of 90 degrees. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy overnight, a low of 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm, and humid. A 40% chance of showers or thunder showers. Tomorrow's high should be about 88. Right now, we do have sunshine. The humidity, 84%. Winds out of the south at 6. The barometer rising slowly at 30.25. 75 degrees at the Weather Service. Outside our studios, it's 77 degrees at CNN Radio, AM 680.
CNN Headline News, I'm Don Harrison. After turning parts of the Sunshine State into rubble, Hurricane Andrew has Gulf Coast residents storming inland to the north. Churning in the Gulf of Mexico with 140-mile-per-hour sustained winds, Andrew threatening an area from Alabama to Texas. For the latest, let's go to Dr. Bob Sheets, director at the National Hurricane Center in Coral Gables, Florida.
Good morning. Hurricane Andrew continues on its course towards the Louisiana coast at this hour. Tropical storm force winds are already being felt in the Grand Isle area down here on the Mississippi Delta. The center of that hurricane will pass along that coast and perhaps inland within the next 12 to 24 hours. However, it also is possible that it might slip along the coast and prolong the events on the Louisiana coast. This is a dangerous hurricane. It's a Category 4 hurricane. Winds of 140 miles per hour. People in that warned area need to take this seriously and prepare for that hurricane today. I'm Bob Sheets from the National Hurricane Center in Coral Gables, Florida.
A 410-mile stretch of the Gulf Coast is under a hurricane warning at this hour, reaching roughly from Pascagoula, Mississippi, to Port Arthur, Texas. A less serious hurricane watch extends east to Mobile, Alabama, and west to High Island, Texas. While some coastal residents stocked up on supplies and ready to ride out the storm, more than 1.5 million people in Louisiana and Mississippi were asked or even ordered to evacuate. One of the first communities to be cleared was Grand Isle, Louisiana, the state's only inhabited barrier island. New Orleans authorities fear the storm could cause some major flooding there, and observers agree the city's evacuation could become a logistical nightmare. Mike Longman reports residents of one community familiar with big storms are taking the evacuation seriously.
It's a big rush. You gotta take care of the boat, take care of the house.
Where are you going?
No. That's all I can say, no one.
Throughout the afternoon, Lafitte saw vessels of all size headed for safe harbor. Those that could hauled their boats out of the water, transport to higher ground.
Every hurricane we pull out, we don't want to go find in the swamp.
How does this one look to you?
Looks pretty rough. Looks like it might hit us, so we decided to get it out.
The evacuation here in Lafitte became mandatory.
They think it could be a bad hurricane, so they want the people out. I agree with them.
Hurricane Juan left much of the west bank of Jefferson underwater. The beat residents say they will not stick around for Andrew.
Man, everybody's scrambling, trying to get out, water rolling in. Traffic couldn't get out after the water got in. You know, so I ain't waiting to the last minute this time.
You're looking at basically the Gulf of Mexico moving in, topping the levees. And you're looking at Hichelon, that's 15 feet of water.
At emergency preparedness headquarters, residents who stopped by were told why the parish was recommending the entire West Bank evacuate. Sheriff deputies will stay behind. Make sure the looting that happened in Florida is not repeated here.
We intend to challenge anyone walking throughout the areas that have been evacuated. If they're carrying articles, we're concerned, and we're going to check them and to verify who they are and that what they're carrying is not anything taken.
Andrew's path of destruction began in the Bahamas. It hit the island nation early yesterday morning, killing at least three people. The hurricane then slammed into the Florida coast just south of Miami. It cut across the southern part of the state before reaching the Gulf of Mexico. 12 people are now known dead in Florida, and 50,000 residents are homeless. But officials say the damage was so extensive, the death toll is almost certain to rise. Early damage estimates are reaching $20 billion. 2.5 million people are still without electrical power. Andrew also ripped off roofs and littered streets with uprooted trees and utility poles. The hurricane closed down airports in Miami, Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, and Fort Myers. Some airports were scheduled to reopen last night or today. President Bush left the campaign trail briefly to see the damage up close. He's now made federal aid available to the area, and he promised to send in units of the armed forces to provide emergency services if necessary.
We came here to make sure that the federal government will do everything we can to help ease the suffering of the people. And I want to let the American people know at this moment, at this terrible moment, that all of us are concerned. And I'll say that the rest of America, to the people in Florida, the rest of America is here to back you up in any way we can.
Stay tuned to Headline News for the latest on Hurricane Andrew and its path towards the northern Gulf Coast.